I think today was one of my favorite segments we've done since we all started working together. The tell us how old you are without telling us how old you are.
That was a blast.
The trips down memory lane are so good.
We probably could have went on doing that for 90 minutes. I bet it was so
much. Oh, yeah, 100%.
It'd still be going now.
But we did that. We also talked to our HR department because Brian feels as if he's being bullied at work, and we had to get to the bottom of that.
You keep hearing all these noises. My microphone keeps falling, and I don't know what to do.
Kelly did not do that.
No, I did not. Allegedly.
I'm reporting it still. It feels like you're making fun of me still.
You'll hear it all right now on the podcast.
The Kelly Jordan Show.
It's now time for the great debate. Hello. This morning we are debating the best Sunday movie of all time. And you know exactly what we're talking about when we say Sunday movie.
Mm-hmm.
Chelsea, you're sitting there. You got your bonbons, your feet up.
That's right. You got your blankies. You're chill. You don't have to work all the rest of the day. You're finally relaxing. And you're like, hey, I'm going to hang out and watch a movie.
And what movie is it that one Chelsea would put on?
Oh, what did I say the other day?
I don't know.
Forrest Gump. Forrest Gump.
Forrest Gump. That's a sit, too. That's a long one.
Well, and I don't even care when or where it starts. It always seems to be on.
Yep.
And I'll just catch it and I'll be like, I'm going to watch the whole thing.
I saw that movie in the theater and I don't think I've watched the entire thing since. Like,
saw it in the theater?
Yeah, I'm old school. Mm. I don't think I saw that from beginning to end since.
With the feather coming down.
I swear every time you put that on, when it's on TV, it's always at the part where he gets on the bus because he just joined Vietnam.
Uh-huh.
It's every, like, without fail, you put it on.
And then CCR comes on.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Oh, nice.
That's a great one.
Every reference to Vietnam has to have that song in it.
Some of the best music, man.
All right, Brian Riley. Sunday, you're sitting there. You just got done ice fishing.
Ooh.
You want to throw on a movie. What is it?
You know, okay, shout out to my girlfriend Allison for this. Okay. She got me hooked because before I was like, this is the nerdiest movie of all time. And then I watched it and I was like, this movie's sweet.
What is it?
Lord of the Rings.
Really?
I will put on Lord of the Rings and we will watch the Two Towers one, the second one, more than the other ones because there's more action in it. And she actually has seen it so many times, she can quote it. So we both are just like, yeah, let's put that
on. Is that with Gandalf the Grey or when he flips to the other side?
This is when he becomes after he falls into the pit.
Oh.
Of Mount Doom.
Mount Doom.
I'm telling you, that's the one I'll put on, and I'll just chill at home watching Frodo take that ring.
And Sam. Yep.
Sam, yeah. Oh.
Samwise Gamgee.
None of these words mean anything to me.
You should watch it sometime.
I have no desire.
Who are the little twins that are following them, too? That they like breakfast and second breakfast and third breakfast?
Oh, yeah. The third breakfast and fourth. Yeah. I don't know their names. I just put it on.
Okay.
Man,
I watch it. I'll put it on. Because then if I fall asleep, I don't feel bad falling asleep.
That sounds like a tough sit on a Sunday.
For three hours.
It's the best.
That sounds like a tough sit.
It's the best, dude.
Mine is, if you have TBS, which I don't anymore, but when I did have TBS, this movie would be on every single day.
I think he'll ever get out of here.
Me?
Well, I don't know if he swears in this. Well, he might swear in this. Anyway.
Way to censor that.
Anyway. Right down.
Mine is Shawshank Redemption.
Really?
Shawshank Redemption. If that's on, man, I'm watching that thing from no matter where it starts.
You're solid talking, movie, but that's... Oh,
that's
man.
A tough sit, man.
Yeah.
It is.
That's a tough sit.
But in the end, when he's like in that rain and it's washing all the poop off of him...
After crawling 3 miles through waste,
man,
human waste.
I get choked up every single time. Like,
I'm sure he choked up too.
That taste of freedom, none of us will ever experience that.
Well, the
None
taste of anything after climbing through three, yards or whatever it was.
You know what? Make it sophomoric. That's fine. You make it sophomoric, Brian. I'm saying that movie is so good.
I don't know if I also could sit through a comedy movie too. I'd like a dump Little Giants.
Okay.
From back in the day is another one I could sit through.
You know what we popped on last night? Kindergarten Cop.
That's a good one. That's
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Babs texted in. She said 16 candles. Yeah, we want your guys' input on this too.
That's sweet.
320-656-9453. We want your input too for the great debate this morning.
You know what else is a great movie? John Wick.
I don't know.
Have you seen John Wick?
No, I haven't seen those yet.
A good action movie on a Sunday.
My parents like that. It's a lot of violence.
Jesse texted in. She said, my go-to movie on a Sunday is Hot Tub Time Machine.
Oh, my gosh. Throwing it back.
Oh, man. That movie
Stephanie's
is raw.
Stephanie's right up there with you. Harry Potter.
Ooh, that's a good one, too.
Any of them. I was actually starting with the books and then the movie.
What's your favorite Harry Potter movie?
Oh, my God.
There's eight of them?
Goblet of Fire.
Oh, yeah, where they go and they fight.
Nerd alert!
Oh, hey!
Goblet of Fire, for sure, was a game changer.
These are supposed to be fun movies.
What are you talking about, Shawshank? Okay.
That's right. Fun.
Here we go. The texts are rolling
in. Hold on. Let's play a song here. Get your calls. Get your texts in. Wait, what was yours real quick?
The Sandlot.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
The You're Sandlot. Killing me, Smalls.
As I said before, that movie's hard for me to watch because when the guy's with all his friends at the end, it bums me out that I don't have any friends.
Oh.
You can play sports?
No, I can't.
Either can he.
But what a great movie. Boy, that is just a classic one right there.
Yep, you're killing me, Smalls. So good.
The Kelly Jordan Show.
This morning, we are inside the great debate. We are talking about what is the best Sunday movie of all time. Your go-to. All right, we got a lot of calls and texts. 320-656-9453. What's up?
I like Happy Gilmore.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
That was just on last night.
That is such a great movie, and one that you can watch over and over. I'd say the same about Tommy Boy.
Hilarious.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Both of them are classics.
Yeah. And Grumpy Old Men.
Oh, girl, you're speaking my language. Those are Sunday movies.
You can have a girl sleepover with Kelly Jordan here this upcoming weekend.
Do you know how many, like on a Sunday evening, how many times are you like, let's just put on like Grumpy Old Men or The Great Outdoors or something?
Yeah.
Dude, when we go ice fishing, that's literally the movie we put on in the shack
almost all the
time.
Boy, you hit the nail on the head this morning with those two.
Yeah, I love them.
Awesome. Thank you so much for the call. Chelsea, are you seeing any good ones in the text?
Oh, this is making me want to do a marathon. Caitlin says, How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
Oh, heck yeah.
With Kate Hudson. And then let's kind of flip it. Her mom
Yas Queen.
In Overboard, Goldie Hawn.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. A League of Their Own. Jade just texted that in.
That's a good one, too. Brian Riley, what are you seeing?
I saw somebody texted in Son-in-Law. Jake texted in Son-in-Law.
Yes.
Pauly Shore's best movie of all time.
Thank I'll give you that. And they're all terrible, but out of the terrible movies, that was the best
God,
one.
That one is so funny. Stand By Me is another one. Nicole texted in with that one. Ryan, White Chicks. That is
damn, I forgot about that movie.
Fantastic movie. And a lot of people texting in The Goonies.
Yeah,
which is another
I can see
one.
That.
They're coming out with a sequel. That slaps.
Brittany's got a good one here. Mrs. Doubtfire.
Oh, 100%.
That is such a great movie. That is Robin Williams at his best in that one.
First time texter came in, Big Daddy or any older Adam Sandler movie.
Yeah, you said it. Because you don't have to think that hard. You can just put it on and enjoy it.
There's funny.
Nothing more genius than the kid's name being Frankenstein and then throwing cans on the ground because Microsoft loses 2 points.
Scuba Steve.
That is fantastic of a bit.
We got to. Another. This is not a first-time text. I love anything Tim Burton. Those movies are always kind of a mind.
Edward Scissorhands. Are you
there you go.
That's a great one. Really good. Somebody text first-time texter texting in. Little Rascals is another one.
Okay. Dumb and Dumber from Misty Sour.
Oh. Pure Country. Yes, an eight-second ride.
Okay, now you're back in it. I'm back on it.
Right.
Eight-second ride.
There you go.
Pure Country, I don't know what that meant, but the other one.
Oh, so man. Good.
Dang, we got some good movies here for this Sunday.
Step Brothers?
Jurassic Park.
Yep.
Oh. Can I be honest? I've never seen Jurassic
Park. Oh, wow.
One, two, or three?
I've seen the one with Chris Pratt, and I thought it was very mediocre at best, so I was like, I'm not going to watch the originals.
Start at the beginning. No, go. Always start at the beginning.
Stacy says, Coyote Ugly or A Walk to Remember. Coyote Ugly sucked. That movie was so...
Oh, with John...
Oh, they're dancing on the bar. Just pour me a drink.
Yeah.
Just pour me a freaking drink here.
I guarantee if I put that movie on right now, both of you boys would have your jaws on the floor.
Well, yeah, they're gorgeous women, but that doesn't make it a good movie.
I mean, sometimes... You know what I mean?
That's fair.
Ooh, Pearl Harbor, yeah, if you want a good cry.
And then Coyote Ugly became like a trend where all these bars were trying to do it. So they had like girls dancing on the bar and it was just super awkward because everyone was just like, this was cool in a movie, but not in real life.
All
Somebody
right.
orders water.
Melanie texting in, how do you guys feel? The Great Outdoors.
Oh, 110%.
Absolutely.
Oh, that's my dream cabin weekend.
I will do The Great Outdoors or Summer Rental. One of those.
I've never seen Summer Rental.
Either John Candy movie will do.
He's so
I feel
good.
Like John Candy in general. You watch a John Cool Runnings.
Yep.
That's another one. I could sit and watch that every single day.
Jeez, we got a heck of a list going here.
I love this. Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah, that's a great one. I think April texted that one in. That's a good one.
Walk to Remember.
That movie's heavy, though. Doesn't she have cancer in that movie?
But
spoiler alert. So.
It's so beautiful.
Well, you had 25 years to watch it.
I could watch it.
Is that Melanie? What's her name? Melanie Moore? What's her name?
Mandy Moore.
Mandy Moore.
You were close.
Melanie Moore.
Same letters.
I'm missing you like candy. And then she goes and does this amazing thing.
All right, we got someone sitting on hold here. Again, this is one of those I could just keep doing forever, day long. What is yours?
Oh, my gosh. There'd be Cocktails and Dreams. Oldie but goodie.
With Tom Cruise?
Ooh.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
I have never seen anyone perk up so fast until you said Cocktail.
I loved that movie when I was younger. I loved that movie so much. When I lost my job doing HVAC, I went and got a job as a bar back because I wanted to be a bartender so bad.
I mean, it was pretty cool.
What happened to that career choice?
It took a turn. I saw the DJ and I was like, wait, no, I want to be that guy. Heck yeah. With Elizabeth Shue in there, just looking her best. Oh, yeah. God. Ooh, Jenny, you got me going this morning.
I think we sparked some old memories.
Yeah, and then every bartender was trying to do that, too. Every bartender was flipping bottles.
And they're all breaking, and Kelly was the one that had to clean it all up.
came out of their paycheck.
Well, I screwed up, guys. I let that last segment go on way too long, and now we have, like, no time for anything right now.
Unbelievable.
That's my bad. I was having so much. That's what I get for having fun.
Having a lot of fun.
It was. We were in the Great Debate, and we were talking about the best Sunday movies of all time, and it was so much fun, I lost track of time.
Did we ever figure out what was the best movie in the Great Debate?
We didn't. It was too many options, really.
It went from a debate to just one big happy social hour.
Right. Look at this person. This is a first-time texter. They said Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Oh, I forgot about that.
100%.
I would say any John Hughes movie from the 80s and 90s, Sunday movie, 100%.
Is it socially acceptable to watch Home Alone outside of the Christmas season?
Yes.
I'll allow it.
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Oh, yeah.
Breakfast Club, that's another John Hughes movie that's
so
fun
good
to watch on a Sunday.
Anchorman.
Aren't all of his movies also based in Chicago, where
most
he's from?
Most of them, yeah. 99% of them are, yeah.
Wedding Crashers, that reminds me of you two.
Wedding Crashers?
I mean that in the nicest way.
A couple stallions, is that's what she's thinking. I get it.
Every wedding I'm at, I'm paid to be there, so. That sounds weird, doesn't it?
Again, a couple of stallions coming to a wedding.
As the DJ. Come on, cut me some slack.
Okay.
Here. The Notebook, that's a good one. I think we had that one already. But anyway, thank you guys all for the text. I apologize. Oh, Footloose. There you go.
So good.
God, my dad loved Footloose so much. He would rewind the tape and reenact the dance scene at the end.
Really? Over.
And my dad was a dude who you never saw do anything fun.
Your dad
is Footloose
cool.
The one where she got picked up?
No, that's Dirty Dancing.
That's Dirty Dancing.
Which is another good Sunday movie.
Kevin Bacon was the one swinging around in the barn and doing backflips and stuff.
Yeah.
So basically, Gil was just running around the living room dancing on furniture.
My dad seriously would rewind that last scene over and over again.
So good.
And just recreate the dances,
I mean,
too.
He would have to be about a case in at the time. you never saw him dance unless he was a case deep.
You know.
But hey, at least he was having a hell of a time, right?
Living his life.
The Kelly Jordan Show.
Like when you start any new relationship, a morning show is exactly the same way. You have to get to know each other. You have to get comfortable with each other. And the more that you do, the better the show becomes. Chelsea, do you agree with that?
I do. It's character building. We learned about this with our coach.
Brian Riley, do you agree with that?
Sure.
Okay. So that's why today, I want to see how well, after working together for 2.5 months. Now, I've worked with Brian for 3 years, but I am completely oblivious to my surroundings 99% of the time.
Still can't spell my name right.
I've been misspelling his name for 3 years. So today, we're going to do 3 questions about each of us that the other two have to try and answer, okay? Now, let's not make these too hard, because if we do, then it's going to be like, well, yeah, of course I don't know that yet.
Right.
But the things that we've talked about with each other that we should all know.
Yeah.
Chelsea, you want to go first or you want to go last? You want to go in the middle? What you want?
I'm going to go in the middle.
In the middle? All right, Brian?
All right, I can go first.
Okay,
that's
go ahead.
Fine. All right, so I'm going to read you just a question. Just a regular one.
About yourself that should know. I definitely should know, but that we both should know.
All right, well, here, let's go like this. This should be what is my cat's name?
Oh, I know.
Chelsea knows.
You do?
Yeah.
You what don't is know? It? You don't know?
No. I identify people by their pets.
What is it?
Fred.
Yes. That is 100. You don't know. We've worked together for 3 years.
And we've talked about your cat more than you've talked about your girlfriend.
And Fred gets more Amazon packages than anybody else in Brian's household.
Bingo. That's bonus points.
God,
I got 1.5 now.
I like this game.
I am so oblivious.
All right, here's one. This one, I don't know if I've ever talked about this one. So this one might be difficult.
Okay.
How many siblings do I have?
Ooh.
Oh, gosh.
I don't know if I've ever talked about him.
I know you have a brother.
Right. I know you have one because I've heard you talk about your brother. I don't know what his name is.
Yeah, don't talk.
I'm going to guess you have one other elusive sibling.
I'll go with Chelsea on that. One sibling.
So one, you're saying two?
I'm saying two.
You're saying two. You're saying one.
I'm saying one because I've only heard you talk about one. Unless you have one you don't get along with.
Yeah.
I only have one sibling.
Yeah!
His name is Thomas, and he's way smarter than me.
Okay.
He's older, isn't he?
He's older than me. He's 3 years older.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's 3 years older. He's smarter than I am.
Does he have a good job?
Oh, yeah. He's got a real job. He actually does work. He wears a suit.
I like that guy.
All right. Last one.
Suit.
This one. Before getting into radio, what did I go to college for?
Oh, crap.
And this is not my journal. I went, journalism's my degree, but I'm not counting that one.
Can I be honest? I didn't even know you had a degree, to be 100% honest.
I don't act like it.
Okay.
That's for sure.
Oh,
it was
you
a waste of money.
Did graduate. Okay.
It was waste of money.
Okay. I'm just going to go generic. I'm just going to say business, what everybody goes to school for.
Business admin.
Yeah.
You're going to say the same thing?
I'm going to say social studies.
Oh, God.
Close. It was teaching.
Really?
It was 100. And funny thing.
Oh, wait, I got it.
So I was teaching, and I was playing baseball at the time.
What were you teaching?
I was going to teach elementary school because I knew I could get a job.
You know what? You'd be a great teacher.
Yeah, because I'm about as smart as the kids.
Right.
So the whole thing was I went, and we had this like final project we had to do as a group. But I had baseball at the time, and they always met during our practice.
Yeah.
So they just threw me under the bus, and they finished the whole assignment without me. I got the highest grade because I BS'd my way through the whole thing, and boom. And then I figured out radio was my calling because then I left that. Because I was like, I don't need this in my life.
It's way easier.
Yeah, way easier.
All right. Well, so what do we go? We got two about Brian.
That's Chelsea got 1.5 points.
Right. I got one.
I'm glad that you don't have an elusive sibling that we
don't
talk about.
Well, I mean, I probably have half sibling somewhere.
That's where
Dad was a wild man.
Yeah,
that was
maybe.
My hunch.
Come on.
Shoot him loose. That'd be a crazy thing.
Chelsea, you got your three ready?
I do. I actually had like six because I'm an overachiever. Okay.
Oh, God.
What is my go-to all-you-can-eat food that's gotten me kicked out of like three different restaurants?
Old Country Buffet.
No.
Well, that's not a food. I would say... that's a restaurant.
Oh, that was restaurant.
I think I might know this.
Okay.
Is it crab legs?
Close. Yeah, I mean, I'll take that. I'll take that.
What is it?
It was all-you-can-eat shrimp.
Oh, dang it. I knew it was some sort of seafood. I remember you saying that.
You got kicked out?
Three different places.
Because I would
just sit there. Well, my thing is I rip the breading off the shrimp. And so I can put down about 40 of them.
They're like, just take the steam tray and go.
They kick me out, and then they up the price by like $3 a plate by the time I go back. And every
golly.
Time I go in there, they're like, Chels, limit of three.
The Chelsea
three.
Price.
Yeah, they literally have your name on the board. Don't serve.
I just love it so much, though. All right, my favorite country music artist.
I know that one.
I don't know that
one. I know that one. Miranda Lambert.
Oh, shoot. I was going to say.
Miranda Lambert.
She's right behind me.
That's right. I was going to say I did know that one.
Total Ran fan. Best moment of my life being in the pit and like being like 2 inches away from her in Las Vegas. Amazing. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right. You got one more for us?
Okay. Here we go.
All right. Come on. Give us a good one. Give us the heat.
I was going to do like the names of my pets and stuff, blah, 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 blah. But
don't know them.
Maybe you don't. No, this one. What character am I obsessed with? He's on my car. He's on my pop socket.
Oh, I know
this
one.
He's on my coffee mugs, and he's on my screensaver.
Thank you for giving all those examples, because I see him all the time. I'm going to give myself the bell before I... Do you know this one, Brian?
Is it the Baby Yoda thing?
That's what I was going to say. Baby Yoda.
Grogu.
Right.
Yeah.
We know you pretty good.
That's so awesome.
Awesome. Now, I feel like this first one that I have is way too hard.
Oh, yeah, okay. Let it rip.
Shoot.
Yes, all these...
But I talked about this guy ad nauseum for a while. Okay. And you might not know this one, Chelsea. You might not. This one maybe was unfair.
I'm going to get it wrong on purpose.
But I couldn't remember if you were here or not.
Okay.
What was the name of my high school bully?
Oh, dude. It's, is it Bob something?
Oh, my gosh. It is Bob something.
Is it Bob something?
Yes, it is Bob something.
Wait a minute. You went to a school with a dude named Bob?
Yeah, he got bullied by a guy named Bob. He tells you a lot about Kelly.
I don't know if I can say his last name on the air. I did that one time.
It's not worth it.
It's not worth it.
Do you know his middle name? No, I'm kidding.
No, I don't.
All right. Bob?
But that guy bullied me unmerciful for my entire...
Where is he now? Is he like balding?
He's probably successful,
like,
I'm guessing.
Okay. Probably a multi-billionaire.
He probably got the last laugh. That dude made me cry on so many occasions.
Kelly, like
one time
in
a basketball game, he pulled down my pants in the stands in front of everybody.
Yeah, that's tough.
One time, you know how your finger doesn't quite, you know, you can bend it into a 90-degree angle?
Yeah.
But he took my finger and just kept pushing and pushing until like I was crying in the hallway because it hurt so bad. One time we were on the way to a basketball game and he punched me in the butt so hard, I couldn't sit down for the rest of the ride. You would laugh at that, you heartless SOB.
That's funny. That's funny.
Did
that
give
one's
you a swirly?
Funny.
That dude was a real life bully.
The first two, I'm
like,
not
he didn't,
for.
He wasn't just mean, like he was abusive to me.
Like the first two, I'm not for. But
punching someone in the butt?
Just saying it out loud, that sounds funny.
And he hit me right in the tailbone. I know it hurt his hand, but he wasn't going to give me the satisfaction.
Should have asked him how his hand felt afterwards.
That's enough airtime for
steel.
Bully Bob.
Thank you.
Bully Bob.
Thank you, Chelsea. That was too much airtime, if you ask me.
He sucks.
All right, what is my favorite song?
Oh, I don't know it.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. I don't. It goes... dun, 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 dun.
Yeah, that's it.
I could probably give it to you based on that.
What is this? Is this Club Nouveau? What's the band?
This is PM Dawn.
PM Dawn, that's it. I came into the studio yesterday. I told Kelly, I go, I woke up with PM Dawn in my head. He goes, Lindland, gotta play it loud.
If I could only listen to one song for the rest of my life, this would be it.
Put on repeat. That's actually on the website, too.
Is it?
I should have known that. Yeah, didn't you know
we could have cheated our way through
this where
whole
you
thing.
Took your question.
We have a website?
We could have cheated our way through this whole thing.
I told you I'm oblivious. And then finally, this one will probably be easy. Why was my old boat called the Bluegill?
It was after your dad.
That is absolutely correct, Chelsea. Did you know that one, Brian?
I did.
Okay.
That
was an easy one, right?
That one was the softball one.
Hey, I got to give you guys, I mean, all of us credit. We know a lot about each other from not having worked together for so long. That's good.
That's shocking. If Bob's listening, Kelly wants revenge on that old butt bone thing.
Hey.
He's got buns of steel now.
Bully Bob.
Try to punch that thing now.
Look at you now, though.
Look at me now.
All those Richard Simmons videos paying off, baby. All of them.
Deal a meal?
Get your squats in, man. Break his hand.
It's time now for the Small Town Salute.
We want to say good morning to everybody listening in Alamo, North Dakota, population 53. And according to their social media, Chris Soyseth wants you to know, effective immediately, there is no more dumping of garbage in the trash pit by the lake. He is in the process of trying to clean it up. You can tell Chris takes a lot of pride in all 0.57 miles of his city, and that's why Alamo, North Dakota, you get today's Small Town Salute.
That was your Small Town Salute on the Kelly Jordan Show.
We've been working together now for just coming up on 3 months, I think it is. I'm not 100% sure. So coming up in just a minute, we're going to do a little show quiz and find out how much do we know about each other and how much learning do we still have to do about each other. I'm excited with that. Chelsea, Brian, I want to get to know you guys better. I want to draw you in closer.
Not too close.
No, it's too close. But yesterday we were talking about tell us how old you are without telling us how old you are. And it's still going on today. People still want to chime in on it today. Mm-hmm. That's when you know it was a successful segment. But what were you saying, man? What one did we forget?
There's one thing that you guys totally missed yesterday.
What's that?
Zubas.
Zubas?
Dude.
All right. I'm going to tell you guys something. And it doesn't leave this room.
Okay. Yeah, sure.
You guys remember MC Hammer Pants, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I had my aunt make me a custom pair of MC Hammer pants that were Zubas.
I'm telling everybody.
Did she put like 3 Z's after it since it was her own brand? Or
no.
So you just had parachute pants Zubas.
They didn't just buy them for you?
You couldn't get MC Hammer pants that were Zubas.
Oh.
Those didn't exist.
That's hilarious. That's hilarious. Well,
people loved you for that, huh?
That trend didn't catch on.
Zubas... Oh, I have 3.
They still have them?
Are making them. Yeah, they're still making them.
That's right. And weren't those invented in Minnesota?
Yes, during the 80s, but then a lot of softball teams use them as pants for their sports teams.
Right.
Including they have sports colors now for a lot of football teams, even Kansas City Chiefs.
Bring back the Zubas.
Think I'm not getting Zubas for the NFL draft in a few weeks?
Thanks for the call, brother. I bet you won't. I bet you won't get Zubas for the NFL draft.
What do you want to bet?
I don't know. Nothing, yeah, really, because I know you will, because you don't care how you look when you go out in public.
Not even a little bit.
The Kelly Jordan Show.
A lot of you have no idea what this studio looks like that we're in, but we have these slanted windows right behind Brian Riley, which is literally the worst design of a radio studio ever.
It's kind of cool.
It's cool, but it bounces the sound right back at you, which is not what you want. But either way, I can see Brian Riley's computer in the reflection of the slanted glass.
You can.
Now, Brian Riley, if you don't know, is our resident degenerate gambler.
Yeah.
And when I saw this video, I'm like, are you gambling at work? Because I can see a slot machine. Is that a video slot you're playing? Is that even legal?
I'm not playing slots. I'm watching slots.
What?
Now, let me explain this.
Watching, like,
I'm watching.
Is
people,
it a live
watching
video?
They go to the casinos and they record themselves playing the machines.
Is that legal?
I think so. If you get permission from it must be if it's on YouTube. I don't know.
So you just watch other people play?
Yeah. So here's the thing, guys.
You're a degenerate gambler.
I am a degenerate gambler. And I'm okay with that. But I also, like, you don't go into a sports game. Like, sports teams don't go in there blind, right? You got to go in with a little extra something, something. You got to better your odds. I'm trying to become rich here.
But it's a slot machine. Like, you have absolutely no control over it.
Yeah, but, I mean, there's got to be some way to cheat the system. I'm trying to figure out the
way. On a slot machine? Dude, that's how people get their hands broken.
There are gamblers where they'll be like, we're going to change from 1 to 3 to 5 times betting. See? They think that they can beat the algorithm. Oh, yeah, my ex was all about this.
It's all random.
Look, Rain Man went into the casino without ever playing blackjack once in his life. I'm going to go in there. Yeah, I at least have videos to help me out.
He didn't sit down at the Keno machine, though. He went to the blackjack table where you can have a little bit of skill.
First mistake, Kelly. Keno, worst odds in the casino. Never would touch foot.
Worked out for Clark Griswold and his family.
I would like to compare, then, YouTube algorithms between all of us, because I get made fun of. Brian, yours must be ridiculous.
I mean, it's okay. It's got its videos in it.
Give me out of your recommended videos.
Okay.
What do you got in there?
All right, let me pull up my phone real quick. So
I can give you mine because I have YouTube pulled up all the time.
Okay, I've got it pulled up now.
Okay.
I have slot videos.
All right.
If I'm scrolling through slot videos, a lot of fishing videos. I've got the NFL draft stuff.
Okay.
So like Pat McAfee.
Okay.
And then cooking shorts.
That's a lot of cooking. That's yeah, Brian. Yeah. Play me audio of one of your gambling videos. I got to hear what this is.
All right, here. Check this one.
Hey, guys. It's Ruby. We're at Harrah's on the Las Vegas Strip, and it's Tuesday. We're throwing $20 into 10 different slots. Let's go.
20.
Oh, look at this one. Mega boost. Look at the little guy.
Oh, my God, dude. 100%.
That sounds like me at the casino.
If I had enough money, I would make a YouTube page of me going to play slots, and I could be a billionaire.
Well, she only did $20 in 10 different machines.
Exactly. And think of how much money she's making from that video because of people like me sitting and watching them. I'm telling you, it's a win-win situation.
My algorithm is, my first video is pontooning.
What?
Pontooning.
Wait a minute. People on pontoons?
People just driving pontoons. Here, I'll play you. This is a dude just starting his up.
Wait, so you just watch a guy.
That's a serious. Oh, yeah. I just watch people pontoon. And I don't even want a pontoon.
I was going to say, don't you hate pontoons?
I want a real boat.
I want a real boat. Hey. I don't want a pontoon.
Do they do anything cool on the pontoon?
Sometimes. Like, sometimes they'll just go on the pontoon and like cook lunch.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Watching slot videos is worse than that.
Oh,
and then
gosh.
I got the Y Files, which is like this dude who does conspiracy theory videos.
That doesn't
shock me at all.
That makes sense.
And a lot of mine, and I'm not going to lie, a lot of my stuff is political, so I'm not even going to bring that up.
I believe that.
God, I am on such a government watch list.
You watch boating videos, conspiracy theory of videos, and politics.
That's me in a nutshell.
Wow, that is the most.
And there's a lot of religious ones on here too, like scientific proof of God and stuff like that.
Dang, you are deep in that algorithm, man. You are deep.
Chelsea, what do you got on yours?
For shorts, I have like morning routines with puppies. Jamie French, who is a makeup artist. But apparently I go to YouTube to really relax.
Okay.
I have 12-hour loop of cozy fireplace in 4K.
Aw.
And then I also found to like chill me out.
Mm-hmm.
This is scientifically supposed to be the most soothing song that's ever been recorded. It's called Marconi Union Waitlist. It has 115 million views, and I listen to this probably once a week to just zone out.
All right. Well, let's be careful now. We don't want to put anyone to sleep, but play a little sample for it.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
It's probably not the best thing to be doing when people are driving.
Probably not.
Or at work.
This would terrify me in my sleep with that beat going.
What was that thing you were doing when you were levitating off your bed?
Oh, astral projection.
Yeah.
There's some of those videos sprinkled in there, too.
Could you astral project to this right here, Kelly?
You probably could. I think it's supposed to be super quiet, though. Let's not talk about that again. that was embarrassing as hell. I don't want to talk about that. Well, I can definitely say our algorithms definitely are a good showcase of the type of people we are.
Oh, 100%. Can I go back to watching my video now?
Please do, yeah. Please do.
I'm going to fall asleep over here.
Sometimes Kelly finds things interesting that no one else does. We mean absolutely no one. It's time for Maybe It's Just Me.
I found this map today, and it had me sucked in for at least 10 minutes.
Okay.
Looking at it earlier today. So I thought I'd bring it to the show, because I really do find stuff like that interesting. It is the biggest selling artist, music artist, from every state. Now, we can start with North Dakota. I bet you guys didn't know this. Wiz Khalifa is from North Dakota.
What?
Is
he actually? From Nodak?
Yeah. I don't think he stayed there very long.
I'm gonna look that up.
Wiz Khalifa is from North Dakota.
Say what?
Of course, Minnesota, Prince.
Yeah.
That's an easy one. Did you guys know Steve Miller was from Wisconsin?
Get out.
The Steve Miller Band?
I love Steve Miller Band.
Yeah, he's from Wisconsin.
Where is he from? Like Milwaukee?
It doesn't say. It just says he's from Wisconsin.
How about some goofy ones?
Okay, give me some. Let's see if I can find them on the map first. Give me some time.
All right, New Hampshire.
New Hampshire. Oh, I know that one, actually. New Hampshire is Aerosmith.
What?
Did you know that? I didn't even know that they were from New Hampshire.
Okay. Oh. How about Rhode Island, the first state?
Rhode Island, the smallest state in the union, is... Who is that? Billy Gilman? I don't know.
Oh, he's that country kid.
Okay.
He had the one song. I couldn't tell you what it's called, but he had the one song.
Let's go to the south. Let's go to Georgia.
Georgia is Kanye West.
That makes sense. What about New Mexico?
I thought he was from Chicago. New Mexico is John Denver. Wait, is that New Mexico? Hold on a second. Let me check.
Oh, great.
If you can.
Yep.
Yeah, you can.
That's John Denver.
Okay.
Really?
Yep.
How about Hawaii?
Hawaii? Bruno Mars.
Your favorite.
Yeah, man.
All right, and let's go north. Alaska.
Portugal, the man.
Oregon.
Portugal. I found myself to myself.
Brian, do you know any states?
Oregon.
Oregon Trail. Everclear.
Isn't that a drink?
Oh, that's a... they do What It's Like, right?
Yeah, and they do... yeah. I'm not very familiar with... they do Father of Mine, Where Have You Been? Or some song like that.
That makes sense, especially after drinking it. How about Washington?
Washington is Kenny G. Saxophone extraordinaire, Kenny.
That's
clarinet.
Fantastic. Okay,
everyone's got good artists, and then you got Kenny G, the saxophonist.
Iowa is Andy Williams.
Okay.
Is he the one who did Rock Me Gently?
Why are you
Rock Me Slowly. Take it easy. Mm-hmm. Don't you know?
I don't even
know if that's him, actually.
I have no idea what any of that
Let's
meant.
Let's go to Mimo. Let's go to Missouri.
Missouri is Eminem.
What? Okay, that's weird.
Right, you would think he was from Detroit, Michigan. He was actually born in Missouri.
Is there an 8 Mile in Missouri?
Is this boring? Okay. Is anybody else enjoying this?
What about the state Maine? What about Maine?
Maine, yeah, I know where that is.
Catching
on
all the
map.
Lobsters. Yep.
Howie Day.
I don't know what that means.
Doesn't he do, you're beautiful?
No, that's James Blunt.
Oh.
That's not Howie Day. What is a Howie Day?
Oh, doesn't Howie Day do, on the way down, thought I fell right through you.
He has some song called Collide. Is that what it is?
Oh.
You and I collide.
West Virginia, baby.
Yeah, I know where that is on the map, too.
No, you don't.
West Virginia. Hell yeah, I do. West Virginia is...
Make sure it's the real one.
Mountain Mama.
Where the hell is that on? What? I don't know where it was. Oh, that's West Virginia. Okay, I knew it looked like that.
Yeah, you did.
Brad Paisley.
Okay.
Really?
Country artist Brad Paisley from West... Is this boring the hell out of you, Brian? We can stop.
No, it's not boring the hell out of me.
I want one more.
Okay.
Tennessee.
Tennessee is Tina Turner.
Oh my
God. Who's judging the, like,
it's
saying
the,
that?
It's the highest selling artist.
Selling, okay.
Selling
and
artist.
Where are, they're from.
You know who Kentucky's is? My favorite, Dwight Yoakam.
I love Dwight.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, we get to see him soon.
So where's PM Dawn on this list? Are they?
Well, they're from New Jersey.
Are they the highest selling?
They're
though?
Not, they don't seem to be doing it. You know who the highest selling artist from New Jersey is?
Billy Joel.
You maybe heard of her. Whitney Houston.
Ooh.
Hey!
Even New York isn't Billy Joel. And it's Mariah Carey.
Pennsylvania has to be Taylor Swift, right?
Yep. How in the hell did Mariah Carey outsell Billy Joel?
Oh, are you kidding?
His career is like 120 years long.
I think because she makes death threats. She's such a diva.
Could be.
Might be part of it.
This is amazing.
Yeah. I hope you guess who the number one selling artist from Chicago is. I'm sorry, from Illinois.
Is it
Chicago?
It's Chicago.
That's
Chicago,
crazy. I had
How
no
about
idea.
The number one selling artist from Kansas?
Kansas.
Yeah. Absolutely.
What about Michigan?
Michigan
is Madonna.
Oh, okay. Well,
Madonna's from Michigan?
Garth Brooks is Oklahoma. Of course, George Strait, Texas. All right, this is getting boring now. Now I'm boring.
I think
I'm
we did almost every state.
Did we
state?
Do all 50 states?
I was like, we're not going to do 50. And
no,
then
we didn't
just
do Colorado or Utah.
Idaho.
Colorado is the fray.
What about Utah?
All right, keep going.
We're just going to do the whole thing.
Utah is Jewel.
Oh, that makes sense.
Nevada is the Killers. The Eagles, California. Right, I think we've covered pretty much everything.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about this.
Sorry if we missed your state.
Yeah, I found this to be super interesting, and I hope that you did too. Oh my God, that song actually ran out. That song never runs out when we're talking.
Well, we were just doing riveting radio.
That means that we were talking for over 5 minutes.
About what state?
Oh my God, we are in so much trouble, you guys. Well, I'm in trouble. It's my fault. It's all right, though. Maybe you didn't find this one interesting. Maybe you're like, wow, how long could this possibly go on? Well, now you know. I'll have another one for you tomorrow because it's kind of my thing, and sometimes I'm the only one that likes it. And maybe I'm back. Welcome to the first break of the day. We call it our bonus track, and we tack it on the end of the podcast. I know today we talked about...
Hot dogs.
We talked a lot about hot dogs.
Oh, yeah.
Conspiracy theories about why the Metrodome went down.
We were all over the place this morning.
We were,
it was,
man.
It was snow.
Well, was it though?
It was a whole pile of snow.
Some reason it stood for many, many years without coming down. I'm sure we talked about other stuff too that was just as intelligent as that stuff, and you'll hear it all right now in the bonus track.
Yeah,
just destroying radio wherever
the
we go.
V coming at you.
Oh man, don't get me started on the Mighty Ducks. That was one of the most embarrassing moments of my radio career. One time when I said I wasn't a huge fan of the Mighty Ducks, and I got destroyed on the air.
What state were you in when you did that?
I was right here.
Yeah, you can't be doing that.
I know.
You can't be disrespecting the state. That's like going to Texas and saying something bad about them.
Well, no, I didn't even say I didn't like the movie. I said I just found it to be a tad corny, and I got destroyed. And here I go doing it again.
You know what that would be like? If the comparison would be, if I go to Texas, be like, I don't really care about high school football.
Or barbecue.
Right.
You know, like, high school football's not that great.
I get it. I made
or
a mistake.
Ball.
I made a mistake by having an opinion that didn't go along with the masses. That was my fault.
It's okay.
Never to happen again.
That's okay. Truthfully, after when you get a little bit older, mm-hmm. I can get where you're coming from.
Right. You just go with the crowd. Don't have your own opinions or your own thoughts.
Exactly.
Life will be a lot easier.
Or you just don't have taste, man.
Right. That could be too. That's very possible.
Or different tastes.
Chelsea, you do anything interesting last night?
Yeah, I watched a couple of geese get into it. Just a fight.
Okay, we need to define what interesting means.
It was interesting to me. Like, they're trying to share this pond, and just the way that they, like, fight, they separate each other. So the males start fighting, and then the females started fighting. It was kind of like a little WrestleMania right there in my front yard.
Again, writing down for the post-show meeting.
Interesting.
Define what...
There you go.
Just happened to have that
getting
sound
into it. I love
riveting.
It. And I met a bunch of neighbors that I didn't really want to. It's all my dog's fault.
Okay. But you're in the new neighborhood now. And it's very un-Midwestern to meet your neighbors.
I know.
So I've lived in my house for 7 years now. I've talked to maybe a couple neighbors a couple of times.
Well, because my dogs are interacting with their dogs, I have to now meet them. And I have to talk to them, and I have to socialize with them.
But you love that stuff.
I love the dogs. Yeah, some of the people, half of them are really cool. I met a dude with a mullet, Harley vest. He's walking his little, like, Frenchie bulldog. That was pretty cute. It was just, and then some other ones are a little strange. And when did it become...
They're probably saying the same thing about you right now.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
On their radio show.
When did it become okay to ask somebody, where did you move? Oh, what's the house number? Where are you? Where exactly? And they wanted me to, like, point out exactly where I lived. I'm like, I'm just at the end of the road there.
Hey, they maybe don't trust you. They maybe thought you were the weird one. That's what I'm saying.
You're living in the cities now. You're not in the country anymore, right. Chelsea.
Is that acceptable, though, to be like, what's your house number?
I live the same life as Kelly Jordan. Don't talk to your neighbors. You won't have any issues. It's pretty simple.
At some point, they're going to see you walk out of your house, and then they can get all of this information.
Yeah, that's fair. But I think that's a little different than, I don't know. It was a little weird to me.
So that was your evening?
Yes.
All right. Brian Riley, you do anything?
Yeah, I watched geese in a pond. It was really exciting stuff.
I just happened to have a sound effect for that.
You got that?
Yeah, right. Oops.
Ice fisherman who sits and stares at a hole for hours at a time.
Still more interesting than watching geese in a pond, I'll say.
Did anybody see any loons yesterday?
Did you? How about any red robins? Wow. Oh, yeah, I heard those.
And I thought of you because you called them a yellow swallowtail or something.
Yellow belly sapsucker.
Yeah, there
All right,
you go.
Let's get on track, guys, here. We're saying stuff that no one who isn't listening yesterday has no idea what the hell we're talking about right now. So I'm a little bit nervous next week. You guys go out during the week and have absolutely no problem with it.
Yeah. Right.
You guys will go have drinks during the week, show up looking bright and ready to go.
Got to.
If I have one drink the night before, I show up just looking like butt. So next week, my son is a huge AJR fan.
Oh. Here we go.
And probably a lot of people listening don't know exactly who AJR is. It's like they're the biggest band of all time.
Right.
But they got like 4 or 5 hits on the radio.
They got enough.
So we wanted to take him to see that. And so I'm going next week, April 17th, which is a Wednesday, to see AJR.
Oh.
Which means I'm going to be out late. And I have anxiety about it already. And then there's this family we're trying to become friends with.
Yep.
They were like, hey, Weezer's coming in June. Why don't we all go see Weezer together? And my instant thought was panic that it's probably a weeknight concert and that I can't go. And then I feel lame telling the guy like, hey, I just can't do weekday concerts. I just can't. I wake up at 3 a.m. It's really hard. And then he just doesn't text me back. I'm like, well, there goes that friendship out the window.
Does he know your job?
They know that I get up early.
Okay.
They know I get up super early. But so I came up with this today. I saw this and I thought this was pretty funny because panicking about going to a concert that's supposed to be fun,
right,
is a definite sign that you're getting older.
No question.
Yeah. Yeah.
So there's these. This is from our Gen Z friends, okay? Which none of us are.
Yep.
You're a millennial. I believe you're a millennial.
Yes.
I'm Gen X, the best gen. Mm-hmm. And we'll see what these are. All right. You drive by a nice house and say, that's a nice house.
Oh, I do that all the time.
Yeah. That's not old, is it?
I wonder about their driveways and like shoveling their driveways.
Okay. You know? That's old.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I bet that's bad in the winter.
My back hurts. Just
that's old.
It.
Yeah. You cut your juice with water because everything's too sweet these days.
Oh. I will say, when I go to Chipotle, I'll get a half lemonade, half
water. Okay.
Because the Minute Maid out of the fountain is just tart.
Because I can't drink like a regular soda anymore. It's way too sweet for me.
I get the mini cans. That's about it.
That's a good idea.
No, I'm blasting off. Throw some grenadine in that bad boy. Cherry Pepsi's all day.
How about this one? And you guys, chime in on these if you have any. 320-656-9453. You can call or text us. You've told the server, give my compliments to the chef.
Are you not supposed to do that? Or that's just an old person
They're
thing?
Saying it's an old person. It's not that you're not supposed to do these things. It's just Gen Z is once again telling us when they see us do these things, they know that we're old.
Oh, funny. Look,
hey, that is old. That is old, man.
I do that all the time.
If the food is good, I'll be like, man, tell the chef they killed it on this
Especially
one.
Especially if it's a steak or prime rib and they cook it just right.
Hey, Bobby, you microwaved that thing real good today. That guy at table six
loved
it.
Well, I don't eat at restaurants where they microwave the food. Maybe that's the difference.
Maybe.
You've ever said, how do you work this dang thing? You've recently said, how do you work this dang thing?
Ooh.
I mean, that could be anybody.
I like that every time something is said, you're trying to justify it.
Well, it's funny because this next one, do you guys do this? If you buy something new, you leave the plastic on it? Or if it has like a label that tells you what it does, you leave that label on it?
No, those I rip off.
My wife's Keurig still has the label on it. I bought it for her like 3 years ago. It still says like, make iced coffee, you know. Hit the grande setting, whatever.
That's hilarious.
I have a buddy that texted me. He goes, 9 o'clock softball games are too late for me.
I agree. I'm getting there with you. I'm getting there with you. How about this? You start conversations with strangers in public.
No.
Yeah.
I don't do that. I don't talk to people I know in public.
Last night with these neighbors, you know?
Do you guys ever do this? If you see someone that you know in public, you'll purposely avoid them?
100%.
Yeah.
Like if I was, say like the owner of this company, Bob Layton. If I was to be in Target and see Bob Layton there, I would do my hardest to avoid him. Not because I don't like him. He's a phenomenal human being. But I just don't know. I can't do small talk.
I've dropped stuff before or like ducked around a corner, but I always get caught.
And then there's always like, see you later. And then you run into each other again. It's not worth it. You got to avoid him at all costs.
I ran into somebody that works here. Sweet lady.
Yeah.
Saw her at the grocery store on like a Sunday morning. We were both just running to grab stuff quick.
Right.
And she sees me and I see her and she goes, oh, I wasn't planning for this at all today. I was like, just keep moving. We'll keep moving. We won't even acknowledge it.
We need to make it socially acceptable to just give a head nod to people that we know.
What is it, the three-finger wave? Just give them the three-finger wave and just keep moving on.
I hate when they say, oh, I saw you, but you didn't say hi to me. I'm like, well, you didn't say hi to me.
People have always been like, I'll say like, oh, yeah, I saw you at Target the other day. Like, why didn't you come say hi? I'm like, I didn't have anything to say.
Don't you think that's a little creepier, though? Like, if I was like, I saw you at Target yesterday. It's like, no, you didn't say anything?
I didn't say I saw you, though. I didn't say I followed you around Target. I just said I saw you.
I really liked that shirt you were looking at yesterday at Target. That was a good choice for you.
How about this one? You can't stand or sit without making some sort of noise.
Ooh, yeah, getting up or down.
But it feels so good.
I do a lot of oofs.
There's times where I sit down at night after a long day, and I'm just like, oh. My daughter's like, good God, Dad.
That was
how old
me
are
laying
you?
Last night.
Oh, that's the best. When you start making those noises when you lay down. Oh, yeah.
Or when I get up, I go, whoop.
How about this one? You always make calls on speakerphone. That to me is a young person thing.
That I don't.
Ugh.
That is the rudest. I don't know when that. I wish people would go back to wearing Bluetooth headsets because that is the rudest dang thing.
In my car, though, I'll do that.
Well, yeah, in your car, that's fine. You're alone. And then you eat Tums like candy.
Yes. Yes, I do.
Yeah, I do get. I never, ever got heartburn in my life until I started getting older.
The Tums smoothie kind?
Ooh, look at you with your sweet tooth. I have Tums right here. I have Tums at my desk, and then I have Tums in the door of my vehicle.
God dang, girl.
Just in case. I used to have a lot of heartburn, a lot of stress.
Tom texted in, Kelly, I make those noises every time I stand up or sit down or when I'm lifting something.
I like this one. CJ said, my wife switched from an Android to an iPhone. You think she's learning to fly a spaceship? We must be getting old. You know what else it is? If you have your text font on your phone, the size of the screen.
Man.
My eyes are going bad, all right? And I don't like wearing glasses. I always forget them everywhere.
It's like, oh, the only gosh. Thing is, you have let everybody read your text. And then, of course, you also have it 3 feet from your face because you can't see it. And you're scrolling with one finger and you're doing it so slow. And you're like, man, you could see that guy from the nosebleeds what he has to say.
It's even been more of a challenge now because my screen has been cracked for 3 weeks.
So now you're just like going squinting and
I can't
distance.
See a damn thing.
Plus slivers in your finger from all the shards of glass.
I've been complaining about any size font. That makes you old.
Like, right.
How tiny is this? And then you like hand it to the kid next to you. Don't even know them. You're like, can you read this?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, those are the signs that you're getting older. And I would tack on to there being upset about going to a concert because it's too late. Why can't they start at 8?
What time does it start?
I think they go on at like 10.
They go on at 10?
I think so, yeah.
I can't wait.
I'm taking
start
a picture.
So, dude, I'm gonna get home probably 1:30 in the morning. That'll give me about an hour and a half, an hour of sleep, and then I'll be on my way to
now
work.
That's old.
Because I don't miss work.
Next Thursday, timing it. I'll take a picture.
That's always been me. I've always timed things out.
I'll take a picture of me in bed at 10 o'clock, and you're like, how's AJR? This is great.
Gross. Please, you can keep that one.
No, the blankets will be covered. You don't need to see the bus.
You guys want to do some history?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Come on. It was on this day, all the way back in 1970.
This is Houston. Say again, please.
Houston, we have a problem.
Apollo 13 launched on this day back in 1970.
That's the one they made the movie off of, right?
Right. That's the one that had the problems, and what a great movie that was.
Tom Hanks saving the day.
I could watch over and over and over again.
Never seen it.
Really?
I think I've seen it when I was a kid, but like when you're a kid, you don't remember anything, so I consider that not watching it.
It's a good one, man. Chelsea, you've ever seen Apollo 13?
Long time ago.
Okay.
Is that a space movie?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's a real movie. It's not like Star Wars.
It's a real movie.
It's something that actually happened.
Okay.
On this day in 1976... Apple One was created.
Apple One.
That was their very first computer, and it could have been yours for the low, low price of $4,000. And that thing didn't do, like, literally, it was a word processor. That's all it was. Like, you could type on it.
Super basic.
You could do some basic calculations on there, and that was about it. That was back in 1976, though.
Cutting edge.
Think of how far we've come in just under 50 years. It's insane.
Crazy. It's terrifying.
And then on this day in 1980, I just put this on there because it's hilarious it took until 1980 for this to happen.
Sexual harassment in the workplace is a very important issue and not one to be taken lightly. We're about to show you some common workplace scenarios where sexual harassment can occur.
In 1980, the EEO regulations banned sexual harassment. It took until 1980 for them to be like, hey, maybe women shouldn't get harassed at work. Maybe they should just go be able to work. It's just hilarious to me. It took until 1980 for that to happen.
We had to watch these videos, like training.
Oh, yeah. Everybody's had to watch these things. And they almost seem like parody. Like they're so comically, you know what I mean? Like,
but it still happens.
Well, yeah, but the guys are usually so sleazy. I watched one where a woman, this video had to have been made in the late 70s, and a woman took like one of her subordinates out to dinner. And I still remember this to this day. I was like, because I was like 18. I was like, dang, I wish my boss would take me out.
Right.
My female boss would take me out and proposition me like that. Because she was like, you know, we all just have fun together. We don't tell everybody at work what's going on. I was like, ooh, all right.
I'm going to walk away from that one.
Cougar.
Max texted in, by the way. He said, my grandpa picked the astronauts from the sea in the Navy, Apollo 13 and others.
No way.
That's what it says.
Wow.
That's pretty sweet.
That's Max the Ice Kid, too. You'll meet him at Winstock.
I can't wait.
Wow. Ooh. That is the coolest thing that's ever been texted in. Shut down the text machine for the rest of the day.
We're closing the doors.
We have a winner. Wow, that's awesome. I have no birthdays of anybody I've ever heard of today.
Oh,
so,
good.
Yeah, so we'll just move on from that. if it's your birthday today, congratulations. You got the day all to yourself.